بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Some people were requesting for these du'as. For whatever reason they are not present in the program, then the audio is available to them, but on the website the du'as are also available for those that require those du'as. Today inshallah we discuss du'as for pious and obedient children. Generally the wife is expecting, or maybe the daughter is in the family way, or the daughter-in-law. So initially the du'a, when a person is young and naive, then the du'a is for a handsome and pretty child. Maybe some person is making du'a for an intelligent and a sharp child to be born. Eventually as we move through the cycle of life and we mature, then we realize that that which really matters to us is the piety of our children. That we made all of that effort, person is qualified, he's settled in life, but he's not settled in his deen. Why? He is settled in life, he may be in his mid-30s, but you are getting very close to the grave and the qabr, and now you realized that how am I going to get him closer to the masjid? So these are some of the du'as that we are supposed to be reading all the time. The first du'a is a du'a that is very famous to every one of us, that we all recite insha'Allah, and we continue reciting it. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا O my Rabb, O our Rabb, hablana. We discussed this word previously. Hablana, gift us, grant us. Hablana min azwajina, grant us with regards to our wives and our children, our offspring. Qurrata a'yun, O my Allah, grant us the coolness of eye. Meaning, grant us delight and happiness with regards to our wives and our children. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا وَجْعَلْنَا and make us لِلْمُتَّقِينَ for the muttaqin, for the pious, for the Allah-fearing imama. Imama is an imam. Make us imam, make us the leaders. So the lesson in this dua is رَبَّنَا. We say, O our Rabb, you grant us the coolness of eyes in our children. Why? Irrespective of how much we are going to be spoiling our children with the luxuries, the facilities, and the wealth of this world, then that is not going to earn respect and coolness of eyes. It's not going to. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can grant us the coolness of eyes in our children. Only Allah. That is why we ask in Allah for it. So we can upgrade their phones every now and then, and upgrade the cars or whatever the case may be. But this qurrati a'yun is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah grant us the coolness of eyes, happiness, delight regarding our children and our spouses. So qurrati a'yun, coolness of eyes. Some person may feel, but Mawlana, the moment I see my son settled, he's secured a job, he's bought that prime property, and he's settled his rental also that he's collecting, even if he's retrenched, he'll be smooth sailing in life. I'm happy now. So some person may feel that is his happiness. But قُرَّةِ أَعْيُن, the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes lies in salah. When I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's delight and happiness to me. And eventually every one of us, the moment we can feel ourselves slipping closer to the qabr, and we can really hear, you know, like a murmur or very slight footstep of Malakul Maut coming to me, then we worried and we concerned, better you're going to make dua for me. Read this for me. Don't forget to do that. Now we all worried about our akhirat. That eventually is really and truly qurrati a'yun. When a person's eyes closes, then the children are reading for the person, for the father. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha mata ibnu Adam," when a person passes away, then all his actions cease. Everything stops. Save three things. Amongst the three, one Nabi sallam said, "Awwaladin salihin yad'ula." If a person leaves behind a pious child who will be making dua for him, so this is the investment. Make dua for the child now. When we will pass away, they'll make dua for us. وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us the leaders of the muttaqeen. Amazing is the construction of du'as in the Quran, in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first part, we ask for coolness of eyes regarding our children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "O Father, وَجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا." Don't forget, ask Allah to make you Imamul Muttaqeen, to make you the leader of the pious. Meaning you must lead by example. You can't expect him to become very pious and waste your life. So that's one lesson. And the other lesson is, when we are on taqwa, when we are amongst the muttaqeen as the parents, then the coolness of our eyes automatically comes into the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the dua we will be wanting and requiring. Meaning that our children become qurrati a'yun. Now this is a dua that we studied, we read, we heard, we read. But on one of our trips, then there was one very old lady, and amazing was this. Just, I think so it was one or two nights in that house. Very just beyond words. The son is married, he's got his own children. So we had supper with the elderly couple, and after Isha, the son comes. So he came, he made the tea. He sat with his parents, we were also there, he sat, made the tea, put the chocolate coated biscuits for us and the Omar ras for them, because they elderly. So made them their tea, put the tea cups, everything away. They don't touch anything from the time he's there. Then he takes out the duvet or the blanket and he puts his parents into bed. Ons the lampshades, the bedside lamps, and offs the main light. And he's got the key for the house, puts the alarm on and leaves the house. Amazing khidmat he was doing. And he only left about 9:45, 10:00. So the next morning, first thing, by Fajr he was there to pick up Papa. First thing, he came early also waiting, put all the lights on, everything is waiting. So we asked the mother that, how your son is like, amazing, so much of khidmat. He said, Mulana, one dua every day, every salah, Rabbana, hablana, min azwajina, wa dhurriyatina, qurrata ayun. I make this dua to Allah every day, every salah. Allah gave it to me. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave it to me. So if you have yaqeen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. The next dua, wa aslihli, also in the Quran Kareem, wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. Inni tubtu ilayka wa inni min al-muslimin. Amazing again. Wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. O my Allah. Wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. Islah, we say islah, reformation. Wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. Reform my children for me. Ya Allah, this is the cry of how many parents? How many? Wa aslihli fi dhurriyati. Allah, reform them. I'm trying, I'm failing, but the heart is in your control, O my Allah. The islah is in your control. Ya Allah, you reform them. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. But then, إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, I make tawbah to you. I'm the fault. I never nurtured this blooming bud from a young age. Ya Allah, I started now making my dua. Ya Allah, all of the sin I'm committing, he's on the wrong road. Ya Allah, it's my fault. Inni tubtu ilayka. Immediately humble ourselves. Inni tubtu ilayka. Wa inni minal muslimin. Ya Allah, I am from the Muslims. I do believe in you and I have yaqeen in you, O my Allah, that you will make the islah of my child, insha'Allah. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. And the next dua, also a dua of a Nabi, appears in the Quran. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. This is the actual the dua we're supposed to be crying and making when the wife is in the family way, or the daughter-in-law, daughter, whoever it may be. Rabbi, oh my Rabb, habli, again, the word hab, meaning gift me, grant me. Ya Allah, grant me min as-salihin, from the pious. Grant me from the pious means grant me pious children. That my children must be salihin. Ya Allah, they must be from the righteous. They must be from the pious. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Ulama explain and say that the next dua is also a dua from the Quran. So the first four, except the last one. These four duas are very effective when a person makes this dua in the sajda of a nafal salah. Person who is going through any issues, worries, concerns, whatever is troubling him regarding his children, then make these du'as in the sajda of a nafal salah. Why? أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest a person can be to his Rabb is in the posture of sajda. So in the closest posture to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make this du'a, then yes, this is a very effective way of acceptance of our du'as, number one. Number two also is in our nafal salah, the last du'a generally we read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunub. Some people read that, there's some other du'as also. But we can add these du'as after that, yes, permissible. But only in the nafal salah, not fard. In the nafal salah, we can add these du'as after the dua we read, or we can read this instead. We can either add it or we can read it instead for more effect in our du'as, insha'Allah. So, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. O my Allah, grant me pious children. The fourth dua also from the Quran, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salati wa min dhurriyati. Again, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Rabbi, oh my Rabb, ij'alni muqeem as-salah. Ya Allah, you make me someone who establishes salah. Ij'alni first, ij'alni, make me muqeem as-salah, a person who establishes salah. Ya Allah, five times I'm in the masjid. Then, if I am going to be performing my salah, wa min dhurriyati, I'm leading by example. Ya Allah, let my children follow suit. Wa min dhurriyati, and my children and my offspring also, O my Allah, let them follow me to the masjid. Sometimes, for whatever reason, we are either, it's, maybe they've reached that stage that you don't want to nag and pester. Come for salah, why are you not coming? Maybe, for whatever reason. Or sometimes, maybe they've got their own life. We've got our own life. But make this dua to Allah, inshallah, automatically they'll come to the masjid, inshallah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. And O our Rabb, وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى, accept our dua. Accept this dua of ours that we are making, crying for our children. And again the lesson, Ya Allah, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي, make me first someone who establishes salah. Now amazing, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, which is the dua that is masnoon for us also to make for our children, is make me someone who establishes salah. Why? Salah has a lot of discipline in it. There's a lot of discipline in salah. The first discipline is about time. Salah has got a lot of discipline with regards to time. Person is gone for holiday. The time, the tide may be at a certain time, but wait, hold on. Salah must be performed before we jump on the boat. Or salah must be performed before we do this. Or let's cast, but perform our salah. No problem, put the rod in, but let's perform our salah. So, Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah. There's discipline in time. There's discipline in manner. Meaning the manner in which we dress, the manner in which we come forth to the masjid, There's discipline in our outer and the inner. Total discipline to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No talking, no eating, no foul smelling mouth, thoughts. Everything has to be clean. So this is a very, if our children or ourselves rather first, if we become those that establish salah, then there'll be total discipline in our lives. There will be discipline in our lives, and this is what we require even for our children. And the fourth one, there are many, many du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for the young sahaba or for the youth in Medina Tayyiba. Many, many du'as. One is the du'a when a person is born. Allahumma ja'alhu barran taqiyya wa ambithu fil islami nabatan hasana. Ya Allah, you make him pious, muttaqi. Wa ambithu fil islam. You raise him, O my Allah, a good nurturing. And this is another dua also. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen wa 'allimhu ta'wil. There are other words, but we just put one short dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallam made this dua for his sahabi. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen. And the acceptance of this dua, that sahabi became the greatest faqih. He became the greatest mufassir of the Quran. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen. O my Allah, grant him the true understanding of deen. Sometimes, you know, you're fed up. You just don't know what to do now. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen. And the easiest thing which we're supposed to be doing for our children all the time, make dua. Make dua all the time. You leave in the house, you forgot the key. Hey, please, I forgot the car key. So the child runs. Make dua for him. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen. Or any dua. Ya Allah, give him the keys of Jannat. Anything that comes to mind, but make dua. And dua is free. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three duas are never rejected. Three duas are never ever rejected. And one of them, da'watul walidi liwaladihi, the dua of the father for his child. That is never rejected. So let's find every opportunity, inshallah, to always be making dua. Give duas all the time to people. Make dua for ourselves, for people, for all the time. Once there was one child, I can't remember the incident too clear, just this much come into mind, that there was a child in one masjid who had a very loud voice. Generally people will say, hey, small boys mustn't come masjid. He's disturbing us. You can't see you're reading salah. So, anyway, one person went. The child had a naturally loud voice. And so the person went to him, Allah make you the Qari of the Quran. I mean, such a loud voice you got. Allah make you the Qari of the Quran. So that person, hey, Allah make me the Qari. Okay, so maybe I can use my voice somewhere. So we can always use an opportunity to make dua for some goodness for the people around, for the children. And it's so easy to make dua for people. It is free. Just take a few moments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our children make us the coolness of the eyes of our parents, and make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make our children obedient to Allah. When they're obedient to Allah, there's nothing you need to ask for. That is why Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, mufassirin say, he introduced his children to Allah. He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. He told, oh my son, don't ever make shirk with Allah. Don't ever make and ascribe any partners. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Okay, Luqman, you spoke to your son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, excuse me, son, look after your father, be obedient to him. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. So if we introduce our children to Allah, immediately we introduce the deen to them, and automatically they will become obedient to us because they want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu grant us the tawfiq wa akhir dawana. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.